Hi everyone, welcome to the first episode of Very Loud Thoughts. I'm your host, Lisa. So yeah, this title kind of says it all. This is where my brain goes on speaker mode. This podcast has been a long time coming, let me tell you. And I guess like a lot of people who secretly want to share but are scared of the spotlight, I had to overcome a bunch of internal noise, insecurities, anxiety, you know, and the fear of putting myself out there and actually being heard. So yeah, if this feels a little shaky, that's why. But I'm here now, and I'm doing it anyway. So yeah, whether, you know, it's a 2 a.m. spiral or just a hot take I probably should have kept to myself, this is a space where I can lay it all out, you know, very honest, unapologetic, and hopefully in a way that gets you thinking too. Because I don't really have a goal in mind, you know, for this podcast. It's really just to have that kind of community of real conversations and a home for like-minded thinkers. And maybe even the little arena for those who disagree, because, you know, it's good to have some challengers. It's all fair game here, you know, respectful chaos, if you will. What I've researched is the first episodes are typically an about me. So when in the future, if they stumble upon one of the future episodes that you put out and they're curious about the context of the podcast and wants to know more about the hosts, basically get the tea, they just scroll down to the first episode. And that's what we're going to do now. So, about me. I currently live in London, but I was born and raised in the Philippines. And actually, I did just visit the Philippines 2 months ago. It was my granddad's birthday, and it was lovely. You know, it's nice to see everyone again. We don't visit as often. And I love that this is going to be another a topic for another episode. It's one of those Filipino things, which we'll dive into in the future. Anyhow, yes. We don't visit as often, but whenever we do, it's always the best time ever. And this time, actually, we went to somewhere we haven't been before, Palawan. One of the most beautiful beaches. And I think recently it was just crowned one of, I can't remember what the exact title was, but it had something to do like world's best tourism spot as well, or something beach related. But yeah, I mean, they do have some crown jewels there. So yeah, well-deserved. And if you haven't been to the Philippines in general, definitely add it to your travel list. You know, amazing food, amazing people. So it's going to be so worth it. Yeah, so having moved here in London more than a decade now, gosh, well, let me tell you, it was a culture shock. And even that doesn't quite capture what it's like to jump into a whole new education system during that time, because I had just graduated high school. And even the high school that I graduated from in the Philippines were kind of the old education system version. It wasn't the K-12, and I think now they've added 2 more years, which is senior high on top of the regular high school before you again go into university, which they call college, whereas college here in the UK means something else. It's, I guess, another preliminary levels, or the A levels basically, in order to proceed to university. So I had to take those, which I was kind of upset with from, you know, in the beginning, because whilst everyone else in my batch, my friends in the Philippines, were already starting university, I had to, you know, go back a few steps, like GCSEs, A-levels. Apparently my grade wasn't on par, or it was below average. And, you know, it wasn't me. It was because their calculations, I think it's something called a NARIC code. It was sadly below average, the grades in the Philippines. And I don't know if it's changed now. I'll definitely look it up. And if you're curious to, you know, just search for NARIC code, and I guess it compares grades from different countries versus here in the UK. Or I don't know if it works in the US as well. So yeah, I had to do another exam, entrance exam, which thankfully I aced, and they allowed me, yes, allowed me to do the GCSEs after then. Because, you know, I think before that they were forcing me to do a different one. Yeah, it was kind of messy. Anyway, I managed to get the subjects I wanted. And honestly, you know, even though I had to take a few steps back, in hindsight, I was grateful. Because then it gave me time to figure out what I wanted to do. Back in high school, I generally thought that I wanted to be an interior designer. Or maybe an architect. So two completely different paths, which really just shows how unsure I was. So yes, thankfully studying in the UK gave me the space to explore, and that's how I discovered psychology. It wasn't something I planned. It just fit. So when I went to uni here, I had the best time ever. You know, one of those unforgettable years of my life. It was very memorable, you know, not just because of, I guess, the events, you know, typically you'd think university, and I lived on campus, so you can easily go to parties whenever, but also, you know, the friends I've made along the way, lifelong friends that I still see now, and yeah, I think even the late nights, you know, I think a lot of students can relate, or graduates, that it's something worth cherishing now, because you know, you've worked so hard to be where you are now, and I guess I really appreciate those sacrifices that I've put in. But yeah, and I guess it's also memorable because my batch was the first to graduate during a pandemic. It actually got postponed, but we got our grades in the midst of the chaos of the 2020 quarantine. So just when they implemented the lockdown, we were doing our exams. So, you know, exams at home, and then the burnout crept in. Everything changed overnight. It was a struggle. So yeah, I guess really well done to everyone that year. And yeah, our graduation got postponed, but we celebrated eventually. It was messy. Delayed, but in the end became really special, because I guess a year after, we got a glimpse, or like one last feel of university coming back to the whole campus, and we graduated in a castle, so it was quite fun. And yeah, so yeah, since then I find myself working in the insights and strategy industry, which basically means I still get to spend my time understanding people, spotting patterns, trends, and this time helping brands and businesses make sense of it all. You know, it's curious work and it suits me. So, that's me. What else can you expect from this podcast, right? Well, really a bit of everything. Stories, reflections, deep dives, and maybe the occasional rant. We'll explore topics that are timely and things that maybe matter to me, and hopefully to you too. So as we go, you'll get to know me more, which I hope is good. Story by story, layer by layer, you know, through different lenses, which we'll see through the topics that we'll be unpacking every week. Praying that I'm consistent with uploading. This episode is just the intro, so it's just the gist, and while it might feel a little bumpy, it's the first episode, and I guess like every journey has to start somewhere. And I'm just excited to see where it goes. So for now, thank you for being here. And, you know, let's build something honest, loud, and maybe even brilliant. So yeah, I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.